Hello, this is Lillian.
And this is Barbara.
So this podcast is going to be about life, mainly.
Life as we've seen it, life as we are seeing it, and life as we hope to see it.
We are going to talk about things we've experienced.
Those ones that are just strange.
Yeah.
Those ones that we're afraid to talk about, and we hope you join us on this ride. Oh, really?
Yeah, we've done it.
Oh my god. Waiting, wait. We are looking for dates. Like, but when I said dates, those ugly fruits that I really don't like, but how
are, oh my
like,
god, I don't like dates.
I don't like dates. Oh my like god, it. Like, what the hell was going on? Okay, one thing that I don't like are, I don't like passion fruits. That one, I'm thinking God was messing.
And then, no, you're tripping. Passion fruits are nice.
God lost a bet and he had to do that shit. For real, passion fruits I don't get.
Passion fruits are nice. Have you seen, them?
Oh, actually, I love purples.
I love purples. Just do it.
I love purples. Those things are nice. Like, when you eat them, you feel... Okay, one thing I like about purples, when you eat them, just even one can slice, guys, like, they're at right temperature. Right ripeness.
Ew.
No, wait. Right ripeness. You eat it and you feel like, I've not worked out for 50 years, but today I feel fit. Like, it just strengthens you.
Ew.
I like purples. But passion fruits, don't joke. What are you saying?
I feel like purples is the ultimate joke.
Let me see some share that fruit that is so, an ultimate joke.
Baba, would you take like passion fruit juice?
Now, when I was dating that dude that I was with, we had a rule. He had passion, I would make him passion fruit juice, but I had mango juice because I always
Wouldn't you mix?
No. What's that? Passion? Mm-mm.
Like, you need to take like a passion juice. Nojito?
If it was the only... Okay, if it was in a cocktail form, I would take...
No, not cocktail. Passion nojito, full stop. All leaves and ice and just that.
If it was the only thing on earth, I would. But if there are many other
but
options...
But given a kiwi, you would take the kiwi instead of the passion.
Now, one thing I know is that I've never tested a kiwi, but then I think it's a weird fruit. For real, like, I think that shit is weird.
I can't believe you just said what you said about purples and passion fruits. Like, I'm never going to look at you the same.
But purples are cool.
Purples are so uncool.
I don't know, it was one fruit that I used to...
What am I doing trying to peel off a cup?
Let me tell you one time... I was there chilling at home. Nonchalant, stroke nonchalant. So I was there chilling, and then Dad comes in. Dad comes in with weird visitors. I don't know, you know, Dad's visitors usually range from like...
In culture.
50 to like 100 years old. And guess what Dad had bought for us before? He came bearing fruits of purpose. Because Dad also loves that shit. Kati!
Hello, Dad!
Kati, Dad. You know, for us, like, Badangi African homes are so weird. You know how we usually offer visitors, like, food. Simple snacks like food, drinks, soda. Dad was like, cut the purpose. You cheat. Do you know how many plates I had to cut for purpose? I was angry. I tell they have those ugly seedlings in them that
I
just don't
like
quit.
The seeds, I don't like the sap. I don't like everything.
First of all, it didn't have sap.
What's that shit? Isn't it sap?
No, it's just like normal juice, man.
That's sap!
It ain't sap.
And it itches. After some time, it starts to itch.
No wonder you are allergic to them, maybe. But then
allergic,
they
but
don't...
That makes sense.
No. But you check, I cut purpose that day.
Now let me tell you about the passion fruit.
God.
It can go anywhere. Mm-hmm.
if you have a small sieve, you can just put it in, add water and sugar, and you're good to go. If you want to blend, go beat them up for a bit, mix and still take. You want to eat it live, just cut it in two and start eating.
Bore, bore!
Made up.
I don't know. I feel like cute today, right? I've tried because by this is not how you find me every day. You chick, you find me. I have.
That is why I'm asking.
I have bujonjo. Oh, but I don't know. I feel ready.
For what? I'm not taking you out.
For you.
Thank I wanted, you, but no.
I wanted to.
You're not going to wear a bra.
I'm not going to. But I don't put on a bra. I'm just putting it in my what? In my thingy.
Very recently, I hated bras so much. Huh?
Chick, I hate bras.
Okay, we hate bras, but there is this particular time when it was intense for me. Uh-huh. I just reached home, and when I knocked at the gate, they were taking long to open, so I removed my bra from there.
Chick, at least for you. Now for me, I removed my bra one time when I was at work. I was feeling it. It was reaching 4:30. I said, no, I went to the toilet, I removed my bra. It was like, I don't know what happened. And then also, there is this time when my bra was settled. It was proper. It was calm. Then when I went to work, I noticed that the metal had come out, so it was piercing my sternum.
I know that
thing. Yes. And then I had to move around, pretend all everything was
but
good.
But for like, your boobs, why would you... Like, they are not big at all. Why would you be wearing a bra like those metal?
Actually, I...
To make it look bigger, because this is usually have...
Padding, a lot of padding, eh?
So that's what you'll be looking
at. No, like, oh, wait, stop laughing at my small boobs. Can I just say my truth? Okay, see, eh? Oh, but then all bras have paddings.
No?
Except for a few. Okay, sports, there's some sports bra that I love to put on.
I think the one I'm wearing now doesn't have that metal.
Okay, now, whenever, see, now, this is what I've always done with my bras. Whenever I buy bras and all that stuff, I cut out and remove the metal because they always annoy me.
Yeah.
But now in this particular one, that bra, my sister gave it to me. And for some reason, it was making me feel like comfortable. Like people would look at my boobs and they think like they're like a Z cup or X cup. And I'm like, what? You guys should see what's happening.
It should be A cup. That's like hugest.
A cup. No, I'm like C or D. D, A, B, C, D. A, B, C, D.
A being the biggest, right?
No, smallest.
I thought A is the biggest.
No, you go up.
Lies.
Just Google itchy. I'm not lying.
Why are you lying to like this?
I'm not
Do
lying.
Do I look like a joke to you?
I'm not lying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not lying.
So I'd be like, size A book.
Yeah, try that. It does.
Oh my god, it's actually the smallest.
You see, even me who has no boobs, I know.
I don't know why I don't trust that big.
It can't be.
Maybe because when it comes to the papers, the SIS is the biggest.
Mm. Oh yeah, okay.
Maybe, yeah.
But is there another paper?
So I feel like you're an A.
I'm like negative A, that's what I always
actually,
say.
Actually, yeah. But you don't treat that.
Don't over... allow and acknowledge whatever I say. Jesus Christ.
You're speaking you can't
say, you can say, no, Barbara, let us give you like A+. At least that will make me feel good. Now you're there, boo. Yeah, by the way, you're negative A.
You want support group picture?
As who? Your boyfriend Emma,
I think he's okay, but he's very dodgy. He's very dodgy.
Dodgy people are interesting.
Very dodgy, you chick. It's like, you know when someone is like, let me take a shower and call you,
mm-hmm.
and then they don't call you until 5 a.m. like, what goes into you? What do you think is happening in that time?
A lot of stuff, I think.
Yeah, like for people who have been through the things we've been through, you can't
can't tell me you're going to shower and call me and then you don't, and then I'm going to think, oh my god, you slept off. No, you did. So I found him very dodgy. And you remember that weekend where he kind of ghosted me?
Mm-hmm.
When I was finally like confronting him about it, he still didn't
come straight forward.
Yeah. He's like, I still don't know what he did that whole time.
Oh.
Yeah. And when I was telling him to recount what he did from Friday night to Monday, it was like when he reached like Saturday, he was just like, what's this interrogation for? And I was just like, cool, I have no basis of questioning you. You can do whatever you want. And then he started crying. But oh my god, we are together. I was just like, then you should have not done that. But anyway, the point being,
mm-hmm.
he's dodgy. He has time gaps where I don't know what he's doing.
Mm.
Like, there are days of phone call from 5, then 7, then 10 a.m., then 1, then 2, then 3, then 5, then 6, then 8, and then at like 8, that'll be it.
What if it's working on a report?
No. Remember, I've worked in that place before. Everything is literally done online and in real time. As people are working, you're working as well. You're the superior.
Okay.
When there's no work happening in that in field, what are you doing? Updating your bosses about. You do that before you leave work.
Okay.
So, he's a bit dodgy. He's a bit dodgy.
I see. I really see.
Yeah, but then the last time I told him about it, that there are days where he's all over me, and then there are days when he's like very taken up and shit like that, he was like, he just said I had trust issues and.
Oh, please. Sorry. Trust issues is so ghetto.
And me being the greatest showman, I was like,
Maybe I do. Trust issues is the most ghetto shit in the entire world. Like, I feel I'm at this point where if I don't feel anything is right, it's not right. Like, don't come into my head.
I tried to think that, but then I'm like, no, it can't always be that.
Yeah, bad. It can't always be that bad.
Yeah, but then inside me, I'm saying, how can someone that is apparently wanting your shit, not speaking to you from Saturday, Sunday, and then I told you when he called on Monday, it was still for like 2 seconds, and mm-hmm. then Tuesday he couldn't stop calling me. Like, what's up?
Mm.
Yeah.
Trust issues, please.
So if something like that is happening, obviously your mind is like somewhere. Mm. And even me, my instincts are telling me, like, you're doing shit. You're doing dumb shit. But when the whole trust thing comes up, like, yeah, I do maybe.
By the way, you know, people can manipulate you and you yourself start to think twice about
exactly.
your own mind.
And now the thing is, I know these things, like, I am a master of these things.
Yes.
But here I am.
it's like a different stage of your life, but it's still the same story.
Yes, exactly. Now, what happened yesterday was where I was from taking the application is the one that hooked me up with that guy. I was like, take your papers to this guy. So I got the guy's contact, blah, 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 and so I went there, and it was supposed to be. This morning, he was even telling me, like, I don't put in like as much effort. But so if I know I'm going to town like until midday, why can't I like ask him if he's going to be free afterwards or if he has any time free such that we can link up? And
wait, he was saying that you don't put in much effort.
Yeah, in like trying to meet him and making the whole relationship work.
Oh please.
So and okay, now the thing is, actually thought he was a bit right, because every time I'm the one like, can't leave home today, I'm going to be busy in town, and the moment I get there I have to rush home. It's been like that since the start.
Mm-hmm.
There's been like one day where I genuinely accepted and said, let me come.
like that. So I think that one, maybe he could be right. But then, so when he talked about it today, and I was like, okay, are you free after? Like, I'll be done at like 11:30, because I was supposed to the guy at 11 and it was just handing papers, and then he calls me like much later. Then at 11:30 I was ashamed because he had called me like at in the morning, like at 5-6. Then he called me at 9 to like tell me like, set off, you're going to be late. Then at 11:30 nothing. And he was, and it was supposed to be when you finish talking to that guy, call me and I see what my plan is like. But I knew him. I knew how dodgy he is, so I didn't even bother. I just made plans with you and I was like, I'll come and see you tomorrow. But then also with him I was making plans, but since he's so dodgy, I didn't like put emphasis on it. So at around midday, I call him and I'm like, I'm done here. No, actually he didn't pick up at first. And then his phone was busy. It was that kind of thing. So I was just like, it's okay, let me go to Namungongo. So when I was around Nabisun, so when I was speaking this shit, he calls and he's like, what's up, where are you? I told him I'm in Namungongo. You call me when you're done and this. Then he was like, cool. And I was like, this is the person I was supposed to be making plans with, just telling me, cool, I'll let you know when I am done. I was like, so like, he's dodgy like that.
Okay.
Yeah, and like there is that small bit of clownery that you just keeps creeping. I want us to do a clownery thing where you at least talk about your worst clown moments.
My God, but then I feel like they're so close to me and I don't want people to know that
you
I was such a clown.
That shit.
No. Chica would die. Like, it's so vulnerable.
They're not bad.
They're so bad.
Mine are bad, but I think I moved on. Like, I let that shit
Yes, go. I also moved on, but when I look back at those moments, I'm just like, God, what the hell was I on? Like, I always just keep them to myself. But then I think I told you I blessed, like, the worst of them all.
Actually, I wanted you to say, like, your two worst, and then I tell you what I think was your absolute worst.
Oh, shit. Okay, then I will need liquor. I'm going to need liquor. Because if I'm sober and I'm saying this shit, no.
I want us to do that Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Friday, Thursday.
Wait,
Thursday,
it means...
You're coming home Thursday.
Yeah, I'll have to come on home on Thursday. Oh. Yeah, that will be possible. But, so I'll have to come with something in my...
Yeah, you also come with something for me as well, such that I think when it's like sleep time, we do the podcast.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. But do we have to do it? Do we have to choose that topic?
Yes! I'm actually very excited for it. Like, my shit is bad as well, but I just laugh about it now.
Jesus. But what if I don't remember my clown moments because I've moved on?
I'll remind you. At least I know half of them. But you speak your worst and I tell you what I think is your worst as well.
Hey guys, this is Lillian and Barbara. And we thank you for listening.
For your ending, you're still saying it's Lillian and Barbara.
Yes.
Like,
or why should I say Barbara? No, like for real.
No, it's more like by the time they reach the end of the podcast, they know it's you, so you don't have to say this is Lillian and Barbara, so we are concluding on this note, like no.
Okay, so we should say like, hey guys, this is... Oh, I'm sorry.
This is an out.
Oh my God.
Out.